IPO hopefuls sprint towards profitability.
Indian IT readies for labor rule cost hit.
Maharashtra stakes claim in GCC investment race.
Axel partners with Google to deepen AI investment play.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's kick off the evening then with what feels like a familiar theme this quarter. Startups rushing to look IPO ready. And Bhavya, it's not just a rush, it's a sprint.
Definitely, Chandra. Listing pipeline is crowded again and founders are trimming the excess and costs and are trying to look super clean in terms of profitability.
So the big picture, Shadowfax, Boat, Wakefit, Curefoot, Shiprocket, all showing sharper margins or first-time profits right before filings. Even newly listed players like Lenskart, Grow and Pine Labs have reported better numbers.
But dig a little and the shine starts looking well more airbrushed. Urban Company's FY25 profit propped up by a 211 crore rupees of deferred tax credit. And if you look at Lenskart, they reported a 297 crore rupees of profit that casually included rupees 356 crores of other income as well, including a non-cash own days related gain. A similar thing happened with Grow as well.
Pine Labs too, a Q1 FY26 profit driven heavily by a 354 crore deferred tax credit, while the core business wasn't exactly profitable.
So the question analysts keep asking is what's durable and what's decorative here? Because once you hit public markets, you don't get to hide behind other income every quarter. The pop after the IPO is one thing, but surviving the next four quarters is the real test.
And this time, investors are clear, either show profits or have a watertight explanation for why you're losing money. None of the 2021-style growth at any cost romance.
Yes, you can see startups have moved from path to profitability to proof to profitability. A subtle difference with very real consequences.
Next up, Indian IT is bracing for a cost shakeup as the new labor codes kick in.
The core change is that basic pay will increase, which automatically means bigger PF and gratuity outgo, especially for mid to senior level staff.
Add to that, the 48-hour workweek cap, which allows 12-hour workdays but mandates more paid holidays. It completely restructures shift planning and compensation.
Yes, and the HR teams, they are looking at months of rewriting contracts, digitizing records and standardizing appointment letters. So Section 13 and Rule 6 are suddenly the new office celebrities.
There's also expanded social security, mandatory health screenings, wider PF and ESI coverage, all of which will raise operating costs.
And contractor rules are tightening too. The difference between permanent and fixed term staff gets smaller, meaning vendor billing rates is likely to go up.
We hear from experts that a lot of small IT firms may slow down hiring till they figure out compliance. Bigger ones have systems in place, but they also want clearer timelines and state-level interpretation because implementation will vary.
And importantly, gender rules will also become enforceable across the board. So equal pay, safer night shifts, stronger reporting norms.
On the GCC front, Maharashtra has rolled out a new policy as it tries to overtake the southern states in attracting global capability centers.
That's right, Chandra. They have launched an expansive GCC policy 2025 and are now planning what they call India's first dedicated GCC city, which is set to become operational by March-April 2026 near Navi Mumbai Airport.
So phase one alone aims to host 10 to 15 large and mid-sized GCCs covering sectors from BFSI and pharma to automotive and engineering services.
So Maharashtra's pitch is that 40% of India's FDI will come into the state, more than 750 existing GCCs and Mumbai's financial ecosystem as an anchor. But of course, it's competition. Karnataka with around 900 plus GCCs, Telangana at 896, Delhi with 475 is still formidable.
So the state's argument is that it can offer deeper cost advantages in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities with what they call domain-specific ecosystems, basically cluster-based talent hubs.
Yes, but analysts also point out that not all GCC investments are shifting to Mumbai anytime soon. Bengaluru and Hyderabad still have the edge in terms of tech talent, depth and cheaper real estate.
So what's emerging is a plus one strategy, a main GCC in Bengaluru, Hyderabad or Mumbai, and a secondary GCC in cities like Kochi or Trivandrum. Either way, Maharashtra's policy ups the competition. The GCC story is far from settled, and over the next 3 years, we're likely to see sharper regional strategies from multiple states. And finally, a big move in the AI funding landscape. VC firm Accel is partnering with Google to launch an AI cohort under its Atom Seed Stage program.
Yes, starting 2026, that is next year, both will invest $1 million each in at least 10 AI startups. On top of that, Google is giving founders about $350,000 in compute credits and early access to Gemini and DeepMind models.
The partnership works through Google's AI Futures Fund, launched in May 2025, and it's part of Google's aggressive India strategy. Remember the $10 billion India Digitization Fund and the recent $15 billion AI Hub in Visakhapatnam?
Yes, the logic is quite clear for enterprise founders, especially those building from India for global markets. Google's name on the cap table adds trust. It reduces friction in landing US and EU enterprise clients as well. So very good time for AI founders out there. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of TechTree from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thanks a lot, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You were listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.